and he threaded the tape through the heads. He'd never done this before, but you didn't have to be a rocket scientist, as the saying went. The tired voice began again, speaking from the gingerbread house Dinky Earnshaw had made for Shimi, a real place created from nothing more than imagination. A balcony on the side of the dark tower, Brodigan had called it. He'd killed the man. By accident, they all would have agreed. They had come to live by the gun and knew the difference between by accident and on purpose, without needing to discuss the matter. Around 7 in the evening. By 9 that night, Brodigan was on a westbound train. 3 days later, he was scanning the accountant's wanted ads in the Des Moines newspaper. He knew something about himself by then, knew how careful he would have to be. He could no longer allow himself the luxury of anger, even when anger was justified. Ordinarily, he was just your garden variety telepath. Could tell you what you had for lunch. Could tell you which card was the Queen of Hearts, because the street corner Sharpie running the Monte Con knew. But when angry, he had access to this spear, this terrible spear. "And just by the way, that's not true," said the voice from the tape recorder. "The part about being just a garden-variety telepath, I mean. And I understood that even when I was a wet-behind-the-ears kid trying to get into the army. I just didn't know the word for what I was." The word, it turned out, was facilitator. And he later became sure that certain folks, certain talent scouts, were watching him even then, sizing him up, knowing he was different even in the subset of telepaths, but not how different. For one thing, telepaths who did not come from the Keystone Earth, it was their phrase, were rare. For another, Ted had come to realize by the mid-1930s that what he had was actually catching. If he touched a person while in a state of high emotion, that person, for a short time, became a telepath. What he hadn't known then was that people who were already telepaths became stronger, exponentially stronger.